Craig, it's time to go hunting treasures for hidden treasures. That's this year's theme for the Goodwill Industries' second annual fundraiser going on this Saturday, Black River Landing in Lorain. Steve Greenwell of Goodwill Industries of Lorain County here to talk about that. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great. So tell us about this event. What time does it get underway and what can we expect?
It is from 5 to 8 this Saturday at Black River Landing. Tickets are $20 each. There'll be a lot of hors d'oeuvres and some interesting activities going on with our hidden treasures. Can I tell you more about that?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yes.
Well, you know, people donate some very interesting things to Goodwill. You know, sometimes you hear in the news of the painting that was worth thousands of dollars, and I got to say, we haven't been fortunate enough to get that yet, but we do get some very interesting donations. So what we're doing for this fundraiser, we're going to have some of these donations out and around the room there, and we've done our research on them, and we're going to invite people to guess how much these items are actually worth, and the person closest will get a prize at the end of the night. But not to give too much away, but there's a Kodak Brownie camera that we'll have sitting out. There is a signed jersey from a former Cavs player. I won't say ahead of time so people can do their research ahead of time. There's an old McGuffey reader from the late 1800s. So just some interesting items that people might, you know, try to guess how much they're actually worth.
And, Steve, these are donations that people actually dropped off for Goodwill?
Correct. You know, people clean out their closets, clean out their attics, and they're ready to move some things along. And we appreciate it because, again, some of these things are worth, a good amount of money, and others are just kind of, not so much. Maybe they have this sentimental value from some people that find them at Goodwill. They remind them of some things from their childhood, or maybe they're collectors of special items, and they can find these items at Goodwill.
What's the process for that? When people donate things, obviously you sort through stuff, but there must be somebody who says, well, if there's something that looks interesting or whatever, set it aside, and then we'll kind of investigate it later. How does that work?
Yeah. We have 7 stores for donations, and we have folks at each store who kind of have a pretty good eye for these items. But if they think something looks interesting, they'll send it to our main office, and we have a couple staff members there who really specialize in, you know, try to look up these items on eBay or Craigslist or other resources to get a good idea if they're really worth something. And, then we're able to set a good, fair price on it so that we can really honor the donor and get what we really should out of that donation.
Steve, on a separate subject, you just mentioned your main offices. I know there was you had plans to move those to the city of Elyria, expand your operations. What's the status of that?
Correct. We've done an expansion. So we've been located at 1600 Broadway in Lorain for, I think, 40-plus years, and we continue to maintain that site. We do a lot of our classes out of that building. We continue to do that. But we've moved our administrative offices to office site and warehouse in Elyria. It's at 145 Keep Court, just off of 57 there near Midway Mall. And what that's allowed us to do is also add a large amount of warehouse space so we can sort through and store donations, and also gives us an opportunity to expand our contract services. So we moved from having about 10,000 square feet of warehouse in the Broadway location to about 52,000 space for warehouse in our new location, plus our administrative offices.
We're talking today with Steve Greenwell, Goodwill Industries of Lorain County, their second annual fundraiser coming up Saturday at the Black River Landing in Lorain. This will be in that building, because I'm used to Black River out there with all the festivals, but this is going to be under roof in that kind of depot building, right?
Right. And we're really looking forward to it. And if I can just mention, too, you know, each year we try to designate the funds for the fundraiser, and this year we want to focus on our transportation services. We have a service called Good Wheels, and since 2010 we've been providing this van service for folks who are older or physically disabled and need help getting to doctor's appointments or out shopping or maybe just to visit friends because they're kind of isolated in their own setting. So, we have a very minimal charge for it, so we don't make money doing this, but we feel it's an important service to the community, especially as the federal government has kind of cut back on funding public transportation. So funds from this event are going to help to provide that transportation service that we have.
And once again, for this Hidden Treasures event, what are the ticket prices and how do we go about getting them?
The tickets are $20 each, and they could just come the evening of the event if they'd like, or if they want to just call ahead, they can call 244-3174 and ask for Chris. Just ask for tickets, and Chris would be able to help out with that.
That's good. I've seen the Goodwill stores promoting the Halloween costumes. This is the month where everybody who maybe doesn't travel to Goodwill occasionally will make one stop to see what you have there. So there's quite a bit
exactly. Yeah, we always encourage people to come out and shop. If they want to help finding how to put together a Halloween costume, some people donate old costumes, so we have some ready-made costumes. But we also have, you know, interesting T-shirts and jeans and sweaters people can use to put together their own costumes. So I think of it as your Halloween headquarters.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Steve. Appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Steve Greenwell with Goodwill Industries of Lorain County. Again, their second annual fundraiser this Saturday at Black River Landing in Lorain goes from 5 to 8. This year's theme is Hidden Treasures.